In this bulletin, the United States launches its economic plan for peace in the Middle East. The Australian Christian Lobby's fundraising campaign for Israel Folau passes $1.5 million. And in cricket, Australia thrash England to progress to the semi-finals of the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The United States has laid out a $72 billion economic plan for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. US President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner opened a two-day international meeting in Bahrain detailing the plan. The meeting was not attended by the Israeli or Palestinian governments. He defended his much-criticized vision.
This is about creating opportunity for the Palestinian people. This is about creating opportunity for the people throughout the Middle East. If implemented correctly and competently, the economic plan I will go through now will lead to growth and better lives. To create this vision, we have drawn from the lessons of the most successful economic transformations of the last 75 years.
And staying in the US, President Donald Trump has threatened to obliterate parts of Iran if it attacked anything American, after Iran criticized the latest US sanctions. The tweets came after Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said the move proved the White House was mentally retarded. President Trump announced the sanctions on Monday amid escalating tensions after Iran shot down a US drone on June 20. And back home, Israel Folau's fresh fundraiser has raised over $1.5 million since it launched yesterday. The appeal by the Australian Christian Lobby amassed more than the Rugby Stars GoFundMe campaign raised in 4 days before the fundraising website shut it down on Monday. Folau has been trying to raise $3 million to fund his legal battle against Rugby Australia, which terminated his contract after he paraphrased a biblical passage on social media saying homosexuals would go to hell unless they repented. The bosses of Australia's three biggest media organisations are set to issue a joint call on the need for strong media freedoms. ABC Managing Director David Anderson, Nine Chief Executive Hugh Marks and News Corp Australia Chairman Michael Miller will speak together at the National Press Club in Canberra later today. Their appearance comes after police raids on two media organisations earlier this month over stories based on government leaks. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has urged Hong Kong to establish an independent investigation into violence during recent mass protests over a now-shelved extradition bill. Addressing Parliament, Mr. Hunt expressed concern over actions by Hong Kong's law enforcement, including police firing tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters outside government headquarters on June 12.
The outcome of that investigation will inform our assessment of future export license applications to the Hong Kong police, and we will not issue any further export licenses for crowd control equipment to Hong Kong unless we are satisfied that concerns raised on human rights and fundamental freedoms have been thoroughly addressed.
World leaders are beginning to make their way to Osaka in Japan for this year's Group of 20 Summit Forum. The G20 consists of governments and the central bank governors from 19 countries in the European Union who come together to promote international financial stability. The continued trade standoff between the United States and China tops the agenda. International Monetary Fund Chair Christine Lagarde says it's vital that the two countries work together for a resolution.
Any positive move towards resolving the current trade tensions that we are seeing between the United States and China, among others, would be certainly welcome from the perspective of the global economy.
And to sport, Australia are through to the semi-finals of the Cricket World Cup after beating England by 64 runs at Lord's. Australia reached 7 for 285 in its 50 overs, with a round 100 by Aaron Finch. Fast bowler Jason Berendorf then claimed a 5-wicket haul and Mitchell Starc 4 to have England all out for 221. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers and a possible late storm in 21. Adelaide, sunny in 18. Similar in Melbourne in 17 degrees. Hobart, sunny in 12. Canberra, light morning frost 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, showers and 19. The same conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, showers 20. Cairns, shower or two, 25. And in Darwin, sunny 30. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.